comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United.
Oh, it's going to be a fun show tonight. Hello and welcome to a brand new Nerds United on YouTube and Facebook. I'm your host, Greg Mahochko, and joining me is a very special individual. You know him as the co-host of the year. I know him as the birthday boy. Happy birthday, Mike Luther. How are you, sir?
Thank you. I'm doing good. I'm doing a little good. Slightly older today. I mean, so is everybody, but still.
That's true. I'm older today also than I was yesterday.
Yes.
It's just there's no, you know, my birthday being in July, we're not celebrating me tonight.
No.
We're here to celebrate you.
Sure, why not?
Have you had a good day? Have you had a nice week?
I've had a really good day today. I took off about half a day from work.
There you go.
And then me and a friend of mine, we went and got some pizza at Peel in Edwardsville. Very nice. Yes, I got to try. I finally tried their hot honey pepperoni, which is really good.
Tell me more about that.
It is not spicy at all.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Then went to Target, picked up because the church that I go to, they're doing. It's not gift exchange. It's like needy families in the area. Like you get stuff for them. So I grabbed an ornament. So I'll see what it is. So I had to pick up the size 3T girls pajamas. So I got some good ones.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bluey?
Say what?
Did you get Bluey?
I did not. They had Bluey there, though. I did not get Bluey. We got, I don't know, just girly ones or whatever. And then I did go to a birthday party.
But for it was you?
Not for me. For her niece. Her niece was having a birthday. Her niece was having a birthday party to this two-year-old girl. Her birthday's not today, but it was kind of funny that I did technically go to a birthday party today.
So. Well, that's good, man. I'm very happy that you've had a nice way to celebrate. That's awesome. I didn't work today.
Nice.
I sent a few emails and phone calls, but I found out yesterday morning that my two who are in school, I think I told you last week that Robert started pre-K on Monday.
Okay.
If I didn't, I apologize. So Robert started pre-K this past Monday. So he's going to the same school as Garrett.
Okay, next. Cool.
So we're dropping two of them off there. And then Matthew, who, I don't say this to shame him or anything like that, but he doesn't really like to tell anybody when he's got to poop. So he can't go to pre-K until he
get the potty training
figure that out.
Yeah.
So he's at daycare by himself, but he seems to be doing well. He's painting a lot and having himself a good time. But I found out yesterday, Garrett says, "Oh yeah, no, we have half day of school tomorrow." I was like, what? He's like, "Well, it's the first Friday of the month," which I know that they traditionally have early dismissal on the first Friday of the month, but they also just had last Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off of last week for Thanksgiving. So I was like, certainly they won't, they won't take half a day. They just had half a week off last week. No, they took half a day. So, Garrett went and spent the afternoon with, a classmate of his friend, and Robert and I went and ran some errands. I don't have it. I mean, I have it here physically, but it's not doing you any good. But I got you a little something today, Mike.
Well, wow. Okay.
And I know you're going to appreciate it. I know you're going to get some use out of it.
I'm sure. I have no doubt about it.
You know, I think very highly of this.
Okay.
So it just goes to show how highly I think of you that I'm willing to share.
Thank you, sir. Oh, nice. Yes.
So
absolutely.
I will get that to you hopefully this week.
Yeah. So. I wish it wasn't cold outside. I would say come over and we can have some out sitting outside, but we just have some sitting inside too, really.
I
you can have many except in the car. Don't do that, you know.
I was this close to messaging you earlier. Be like, Mike, I know it's your birthday. What do you think we like skip the show and you just come over? We just have beers. But you said before, it's a bit of a poke getting from my place to yours.
So. A little bit, yeah, yeah. But, and I would have been, well, I wouldn't have been late. I got back here around 8 o'clock, so a little after eight.
Let's take a quick look at the comments tonight.
Oh, it's okay.
Fred was here early. First, happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
He says, probably won't make the show down in Nebraska City. Christmas tree lighting, tour of the mansion, and just finished an Italian beef sandwich bigger than Greg's head. Now sampling wine. I don't know if that's... Anyway.
Either way, it's yeah.
It's a good-sized sandwich.
Yeah.
And then it says, also, if Josh shows up, tell him I got two words for him.
Is it love you?
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Figured. Yeah.
When Frank comes back and watches this, he's be like, that's it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 6 to 8 months from now, when Josh comes back to watch, be like, so, but Minnie is here live. She says, hi, guys.
Oh, so Minnie.
And Minnie also says, happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, Minnie. Cake. Thank you.
And I guess that's a party noisemaker, right?
Yeah.
And, cake, and,
noisemaker, noisemaker. Or blown out the candles.
I like it.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you,
Minnie, for stopping by. And so it's been wild and crazy weeks for both of us. Did you have the opportunity to add to your comic book library at all this week?
I haven't added anything to it. Nope.
Did you read anything?
Still working on Planet Hulk.
Okay.
That is a long book.
It is. But I think it's pretty worth it. I mean, the first half I think is better than the back half.
Yes,
so agreed. If you ever get to the point where you're midway through and you're like, I'm done. I think you've addressed the
important issues. Yeah.
Minnie does want to know, Mike, how old are you today? Or as we say, how old are you now? Oh, I'm not going to say that.
753.
So you're like Gandalf.
Yeah. Well, that's why I got this. Getting what this you start this at 753 and just starts growing.
you know, we joke about that because I was going to call you a wizard, but I think in the new year, you know, when things settle down, we're going to have some in-depth Dungeons and Dragons conversations with a very special guest.
Yeah, yeah, he's got some good ideas too.
Who's our special guest, Mike?
My son.
I was opening the door for you there.
Yeah, my son was. We talked about it several times. Just kind of a lot of times it came from me when we didn't have much of the show, and I know he really likes Dungeons and Dragons, and he's a dungeon master and stuff like that in a D&D game life.
Why not? You know,
all right, whatever. You're an adult. So I asked him. I think there was one time that we were going to have him on, and then the couple days before he was coughing all night, and I'm like, even though he's like, oh, I feel fine, I'm like, I don't want you sitting next to me though, you know. But he has ideas about, because I had ideas like, okay, you can tell us about all the characters. He has better ideas because he knows what he's doing and stuff. So honestly, whenever that is, and it could be like a couple episodes, but he's probably just gonna be sitting here and taking over and doing his thing, and you know, kind of teaching you about D&D and teaching me a little bit more about D&D.
You pick up a few things about Dungeons and Dragons when you watch like Big Bang Theory.
Yep.
And then when you watch the movie from a couple of years ago called Dungeons and Dragons, what was that?
Thieves Guild or?
Something
like that. Yeah.
So I'm excited. I've got other friends who I know play D&D. So
nice.
I think maybe we talked about this. I remember before I ever moved out to New Baden, I had a couple of friends who were kind of dipping their toes into the D&D waters.
Yeah, yeah.
And, we played a little bit, but not, you know, no day, month, year long campaigns or
anything. Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I remember when I was at, I want to say Fort Lewis, Washington, I think there were people there that played, and it seemed semi-interesting, but they were talking about how, yeah, some campaigns are, you know, it's you play for 3-4 hours a night.
Yeah.
You know, and you do it, you know, every week for months. And I'm like, I don't have the time for that. I wanna go out drinking with my friends. So you know.
So
yeah, but so that'll come sometime.
Yeah, like I said, you know, January I think might be we'll figure that out.
We got time.
Well, I did not see, we did the show on Saturday.
Yep.
Last week, I had already been to Twilight Comics. I have not been to Twilight Comics since, so no new acquisitions. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't really have to. This week very early got away from me. I just saw some news that kind of threw me. So, didn't read. Did watch a few things though.
What'd you watch?
I did watch Cobra Kai.
Oh, okay.
The newest segment.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, I know you said that it was kind of like lather, rinse, repeat. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this: I mean, yeah, they had some of that teen drama worked in, but there was a lot more karate action in the Saikai Taikai.
Oh, no, that's the thing. Yeah, there was a ton of karate action because they didn't have a plot. So they went...
more karate.
More karate.
More punching.
I think they were writing it, and they're like, okay, well, I think we have this episode done. And then they looked at it, they're like, well, this is only four pages of dialogue. This is a 30-minute show. They're like, 26 minutes of karate then. Like, all right, we got it. No problem.
If you're a Karate Kid fan, do you come for the story or for the karate?
I'm not complaining. Right. You know, I'm just saying they ran out of ideas.
And it's just, I'll say this, it is nuts how they keep weaving back some of these, you know, Daniel LaRusso villains. For example, Silver. And I'll be honest with you, I did not see that chunk ending the way it did.
No. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I thought, so it's been out, what, a couple weeks now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Spoiler alert, I guess.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai, Miyagi-Do, there's the German, I guess, kid, the Iron Dragons, and then there's the local Spanish dojo. They're all in the finals, and they have certain types of fights, you know, matches or whatever. And then the Ruskies, those evil Russians, might get thrown off of YouTube for saying that, but they had been kicked out for using performance enhancing drugs.
That's true.
Not allowed to do. And they came back with a bone to pick and, melee, just an absolute melee. And so one of the captains on Cobra Kai, he grabs a knife. It has a special sentimental meaning, belongs to Kreese. And he has ill intent with it. And one thing leads to another, he falls on the knife. So,
yeah. You know, I don't know what that actor's name is. But
he was a very believable prick.
He was. Also in the show, I don't know where is he supposed to be from?
I believe they are from Korea.
Okay, so he speaks broken English in the show. So you think, okay, maybe obviously he lived in Korea and you know he had an accent and just learning English and stuff like that. No, I've heard interviews from him. Speaks perfect English. No accent whatsoever. None whatsoever.
He's that good of an actor. You know, put him down for an Emmy.
He might get one. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know when the last part of Cobra Kai comes out.
Why do I feel like February?
I heard rumors of February. I don't know if anything's been confirmed yet.
Let's see. February 13th. So we had part two premiered on November 15th, which I believe that it's been a couple weeks, right? So that seems to track with best of your recollection. And
yes,
so if that is accurate, and this is from people.com, so you can trust them, I suppose, then part three will be released February 13th of 2025. So, and yeah, people will say Greg sure is looking up a lot of stuff. He isn't. He's sorry. Like I said, got some news. This does not affect the Nerds United audience, but it's something I'll talk with Mike about after the show. So, yeah, hug your loved ones, man. Hug your loved ones. So, anyway, I don't know how we're going to transition.
Do we need to pause? We can pause if you want.
I don't even know how we pause on this. I don't think we can just pause. Pause to start. No. As politely as possible, the show will go on. And I mean, for the benefit of the viewers/listeners at home, we don't have a ton to talk about tonight, so it's not like it's gonna be a long show anyway.
That's true. Okay. Let's go on to our topic. Next topic then. Let's go on to our main topic. Let's get it out of the way. No.
Let's just. You sent this one to me in epic, dare I say, Mike troll mode, which by the way I'm here for. We know that HBO or Max, however you want to call it, I guess maybe it's going to be on HBO, kind of like Game of Thrones or House of the Dragon, will start on Max and then roll to, start HBO and then roll to Max. Apologies. Mm-hmm. But they're making a Harry Potter series.
Yeah, TV show. Harry Potter TV show.
Yes. And they are casting an actor to play the famous Alan Rickman role of Severus Snape. Mm-hmm. Now, I've never read the books. Mike, did you ever read Harry Potter?
I don't know how to.
Don't know how to read Harry Potter? Or?
No, just read in general.
Interesting. And yet you're going back for your master's.
A lot of pictures.
A lot of how-tos, a lot of diagrams. So... The I guess the diehard Potterians, Harry Potter fans, whatever, Potterheads probably, love Alan Rickman in that role of Severus Snape. Yeah. They think that he fit the bill. Maybe he was a skosh older than they thought that character should be. But I digress. It's out of my hands. The character in the book is. Defined as pallid, which is pale, typically because of poor health. Other words would be pasty-faced, colorless, anemic. And the actor that has been cast to play Severus Snape is, you maybe sent me over. He is rich in melanin, would you say?
Just show the picture.
I don't have the picture.
Jesus. Okay.
All right. Hold on. Let me get the picture.
I thought you were setting it up. Set a picture. So
I'm not that smart.
It's a black actor. Which here's the thing. Completely fine for me. The comment section on a lot of Facebook
everything
and stuff like that. Of course they are. Oh, it's an outrage and stuff like that. Okay. See, perfect. Now here's the thing. What I would for this actor, I don't know his name. If he's a good actor, he's going to do absolutely fine because it is not uncommon at all, and it hasn't been uncommon at all for decades for people to get upset about a casting choice, and people they really in this case what it is it's. The people are racist. Like that's all it is. They try to hide it with, well, it says here that he's supposed to look this way. No one has said anything about the fact that Harry Potter was supposed to have, I think, his blue eyes and has green or green eyes and has blue. You know, Snape was, or what was his name? Alan Rickman was older. People weren't really complaining about that. You know, take race out of it. People complained about Michael Keaton being Batman. That was a horrible choice. Oh my gosh, I can't believe they would ever even think about it. People complained about Heath Ledger being Joker. Oh, that the pretty boy can't ever do that. How are they perceived afterwards?
I think we know that Heath Ledger really messed up the role.
Like, yeah,
I don't think he nailed it at all.
Yeah, then afterwards, all of a sudden it was like, oh no, I've always wanted to. So, the comments mean nothing. I hope the guy does really good. I also think it would be super funny if the entire time he's like looking for a potion to be lighter or something, you know. Where's my lightning potion? And think it's lightning, but it's
like the running joke of the entire first season is he's looking for his pallid potion.
Yeah,
pale.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It is what it is. We live in a world where a lot of people exist.
People like to complain.
Different types of shapes and colors and
etc. So. Also, I think this too. The people that are complaining probably were never going to watch the TV show.
Those people don't matter.
Yeah.
Here's the thing: at the end of the day, if they're serious enough, curious enough, or big enough Harry Potter fans, then they'll continue to support the Potter verse. I mean, there's the other, and I don't want to get into the big debate about this, but there's the other side of things where. You know, like J.K. Rowling has been in the news in the last few years about her stance on a certain issue. And people from that side of the socio-political spectrum are up in arms. So you're never going to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do is just stop trying.
That's true. Actually, you know, now that I think about that, maybe those people were going to watch Harry Potter because it did seem to swing one way than the other, you know. So maybe, who knows? But now I never read the books. I actually have two of them here, technically four of the books, but two, I think it's 7 and 8 or something like that. I don't know. I got it from my dad's house and I was planning on reading it and I just haven't yet. And really I should start from the beginning. So
I never read the books. Yeah. They came along at a time where, I don't know if you know this about me, I went through a very contrarian phase where if it was popular, I was like, I'm not giving that.
When they started getting popular, we were kind of a bit too old for it, I think.
Right.
You know, not by much.
But, you know, people, you know, those same comment sections are like, oh, the movies are perfect, leave them alone. And people who read the books would be like, they left a lot of stuff out.
Yeah, like, and I think that's why they're doing it. Yeah.
Which we talked about before. That's why I always thought the video games were difficult to adapt because you can play 100 hours or how many hours do you think you put in RDR2?
Just the main missions itself, forget about side missions, it's got to be like 60 plus hours, you know. And there's, you can't do like a, it can't be movies. You'd have to be a series for it.
And you know, it's just tough to condense a few hundred pages into 100, you know, so minutes. So,
yeah.
All right. That is that. You know, I wanted to share this last week and I didn't. I don't know if you know this about me or not, but sometimes I just forget things.
That's true. Like
forgetting tonight's show was supposed to be at 9 and doing it at, you know, jumping at 9:10. No, that was more of we're trying to get things done. You know John Romita Jr.
I know of him personally,
but you know of him. And his father, John Romita Sr., they're both legendary comic book artists. And last week at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, that was in New York City and on many TVs across the probably the world, they had a Spider-Man aerial balloon.
Okay.
And they've had Spider-Man in the past, but this is a very specific Spider-Man. And I'm going to share this image with you. This is from John Romita Jr.'s Instagram. Okay.
Okay.
So John Romita Jr. says, it was amazing to see my father's work displayed as a balloon in the Macy's Day Parade. Hearing his name mentioned during the show was an honor to him and our family. I hope everyone has an amazing Thanksgiving Day today. So
that's awesome.
a little bit more detailed than I think, you know, the standard mm-hmm. Spider-Man balloon would have been back in the day. So, just, you know, it's cool to see nerd culture, you know, getting into the greater culture. So,
yeah.
So that's that. We had other things. I want to take a little time just to appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
You've been on the show for a long time now. You're the reason there are as many episodes of the show as there are, because I think when you came on, there was like 96, 97 episodes.
I'd be right. I think I was. Yeah, it had. Well, was I? What was it? 96 or 196?
Honestly, I have to go back and look.
I you know what? I want to say it was 196. But maybe it was 96. I'm trying to think of what we've celebrated. Maybe it was 96 because I don't know. It's been since 2018 or 19, I want to say.
I know it was definitely, you know, since I moved to Belleville.
Yes, when did you move? Yes, I know it was before COVID.
Oh yeah. I don't even know if the archives go back that far. Oh, I'm gonna have to go back so many archives. you helped, dare I say, get this thing in a more structured manner. By that I mean I used to just be like, do a show, take a few weeks off, and then you know, we had to you know, when we actually started doing it together. Yeah, 18 maybe sounds about right. I know that one of the first ones we did was what? Was it the top five MCU moments?
No, that was one of the first ones, I would say. But the first one we did was spoiling Avengers End, either spoiling Avengers Endgame or Infinity War. I can't remember what we spoiled.
I must know.
But it was spoiling Avengers something. Maybe it's like episode 95 even.
Oh, 95. Okay, hold on. In that case, we're real close because I found episode 92.
Okay.
I just gotta go to page 3 of the archives. Oh okay. Yeah, here we go. Because eventually we got into the what was the book we had, like the worst comic characters or random comic characters, something like that?
I think so, yeah.
All right.
I got to go back and listen to some of those. What is it?
Here we go. Let's face it. If this is it, that's a spoiler free. Okay, hold on.
Then mine was the next one then, I think.
Yes, okay. 95.
95.
Spoiling Avengers Infinity War.
Infinity War, okay.
If you've not, so here's the write-up I did. Warning, if you've not seen Avengers Infinity, do not listen to this episode. Download it, save it, listen to it only after you've watched the movie. We seriously pull no punches when talking about the happenings of the movie. Who is we, you ask? Well, that story gets told in the episode, but long story short, I'm joined by my high school classmate, Mike Luther, a fellow nerd who, A, has seen the movie, obviously, and two, lives in the same town as me. It's really convenient that way. And we drink beer, just a couple. We're responsible.
So what's the date that was published?
That's the one. That's for the information we're looking for, right? May 3rd, 2018. So we've been doing this 6.5 years.
Wow, it honestly does not seem like 6.5 years. Doesn't seem like 6 years at all. What I want to do now, because we were talking about, okay, spoiler alert, like, hey, we're spoiling this. I want to see like how long, and maybe it probably hadn't been that long, but I want to see how long Infinity War, like when did Infinity War come out?
That would have been right about then.
That's what I assume.
2018, which we know.
Well, yes, yes.
April 27th.
And it was May, what she said, 13th?
May 3rd.
So oh, 3rd? I'll give you credit then, because I know for a while we, you didn't want to spoil, like I always wanted to do spoilers. I'm like, give them the weekend and we'll do spoilers. And you're like, no, we can't spoil anything. I was like, how long do you want to wait? And you said, well, when it comes out on streaming or when it comes out on DVD. Like,
you're like, no.
No. But really, we don't, sometimes we just don't, we try not to spoil things. sometimes, but we'll give plenty of warning if we have
to. There was a stretch there, again, for those of you who are new, which, since we're live on YouTube, that's all of you, because we were not live on YouTube 6.5 years ago. But we would, like, when you lived in town, we would go to a movie at the Edge or something, and then we'd sit in the our truck. It was the truck at the time. And, talk about it and record a little video of it for 5-10 minutes, or not even, no shit, it wasn't video, it was audio. And then we turned it into a little podcast. Audio, So,
I think there was one that we did audio on the way there and on the way back.
Like, expectation and then coming out, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Or no, maybe that was for, we went and saw Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Went,
Hollywood Babylon.
Hollywood Babylon, Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman. Mm-hmm. We've hit the road quite a bit, and went down to Cape Girardeau, Cape Comic Con, 1 year.
Yeah.
Did some wrestling.
Unfortunately, we were trying. We were supposed to set up there, but we weren't able to, because the plan was to record. Because that was, well, My 1-2-3 Sense is still part of the network, and then. Didn't Chad have one?
I think that was before we did Greg and Chad's Power Half Hour. So I think Chad might have had his own at that point.
Maybe, yeah. I think the plan was we were all going to be on each other's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was going to be just a big crossover.
Yeah. But unfortunately, the setup wasn't right there.
No, I thought we had addressed this with the leadership prior down there. I was like, no, we need power. And they just kind of put us in the middle of the floor. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, we don't really want you running extension cords. It's like, yeah, I understand.
Right, yeah. That's why, set us up somewhere else.
So, and then a couple of times we went into, it's not even there anymore, 4204 Brewery.
Yeah,
the distribution center, and got to try some beers and visit with the brewmasters there. So,
I know for a while 4204 was they were in and then out, then new management, and then I'm not selling that I'm selling and stuff like that.
I think they're donezo. Like, yeah. I haven't seen the restaurant is gone.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate because the people that were good. And I really liked the caramel. Was it assaulted caramel pecan?
The assaulted caramel pecan. Yeah.
Yeah. So. That was good. I felt like they had something else too that I really liked, and I can't remember what it was.
They had the off-duty American lager.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. I mean, not bad. It was good.
They had a lot. They had a lot of really nice beers there, and as you know, and you, the viewers and listeners know, we love our beers. So.
That's true. Speaking of beers, I'm having I told Greg this, but I'll tell YouTube this. Christmas Ale, it's backwards, from Breckenridge Brewery.
That's a good one. That's the one where I think a couple of years ago I got like their little keg. They're like keg.
Yeah.
And drank that for a month.
Yeah. By the way, not sure what at all is Christmassy about it. But, it works.
Well, a good beer is a good beer.
Exactly. Yeah.
Josh was drinking a Shiner Holiday Cheer.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
He was telling me about that. So I was like, that's one I gotta get that into my rotation. So
I still gotta get the cookie tin.
I can't find it.
Yeah.
If you find it, you get two, and I'll definitely. If you find it, I'll buy mine and yours. I just can't find it. So
yeah.
You got some beers. Then you're heading away from me. So
That's true.
All right. So we've talked about some, stuff that we've not read, but we talked a little bit about some of the news and notes and things like that. Not a whole lot that I could find this week to really discuss. No. We talked about Cobra Kai.
Yes.
We talked about Creature Commandos.
No, we haven't.
Okay, let's talk about Creature Commandos, because you haven't watched it.
No, I haven't watched it yet. Not from much on my side to say. I know, I think two episodes came out yesterday, And I want to say, is the rest of it out now? I'm not sure. Or is just, I don't know if it's weekly or not. I'm looking forward to watching it, though.
When I looked at it earlier today, there were still only two episodes out. So
okay.
I think it might be a weekly release with the jump start. So.
And that's kind of what I was thinking, too. But you haven't seen much of the first episode, have you?
Probably halfway or more through.
Oh, okay, cool. Good so far? Yeah.
I'm enjoying it, you know.
Yeah.
It's the kind of humor you'd expect, you know, if you saw Peacemaker or the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
It's turned up a little bit from like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The animation style, while I struggled to call it like anime, it's because it's less anime than like Transylvania.
Yeah.
Remember Transylvania on Netflix? Mm-hmm. It's not bad. It's not my most favorite animation.
Yeah, I got you. I know.
But I don't dislike it. It's just, you know, my mind wants to keep saying they're like notes of anime in there. And I think it's my mind playing tricks on me. So.
Yeah. So you kind of brought up something that just made me think of it. As far as like the comedy style, like if you like Peacemaker and if you like Suicide Squad, and if you like that type of humor or whatever it's yours, obviously that's James Gunn humor. And I love James Gunn. I think I love Suicide Squad. I love Peacemaker. I love all three Guardians of the Galaxy. But I'm hoping that obviously him and Peter Safran, I think that's the name, are in charge of DC now. I'm hoping that humor is not going to be throughout all the movies. And I don't think it is. I think he's smart enough to not do that because you want some variety. As much as I love that, you want some variety, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think, and I'm almost positive, I think I've heard him talk about, like, he's not even has anything to do with, like, Wonder Woman, or he's not nothing to do with Brave and the Bold. And I'm not sure if those are the exact ones or not, but I'm just hoping that comes true because you don't want an entire, you know, slate of movies that are all the same type of humor. And in fact, some of them you don't even want, might not even want humor in them, you know?
And yeah, I think that's the biggest challenge is to, you know, as the overseer, you know, as the head of creative or whatever, is to not interject too much of your own personal style into other people's works.
Perfectly said. Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, so Creature Commandos, again, it's the start of this new DCU. So
the Gunnerverse.
So, and apparently there's already been an Easter egg or something. I didn't see it. I'm not like, look, I'm a nerd, but I'm not a ridiculous nerd. Yeah. You know?
So, okay. Speaking of the Gunnerverse too, I don't know if you heard this or not, but it was around on Facebook and it said DC Studios is worried about first trailer for Superman, which is supposed to come out this month, I think, or January, maybe. I can't remember. Well, worried about the DC Studios is worried about the first trailer for Superman has asked for several recuts. Notes say make it better, right? Well, then James Gunn, that's the funny part, is James Gunn replied to it on Twitter or whatever he uses. And he says something along the lines of, well, there is DC Studios is me because it's me and my friend Peter Mark Zaffron. And he goes, and I'm in charge of creative. And he goes, and this is no different than any other trailer I've done. Hey, I want to make the trailers perfect. So, yes, I do tell him to cut and recut and do, you know, a bunch of change things. And he goes, but trust me, my notes are better than, quote, unquote, make it better. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't mind that he takes to social media to call out the clickbait stuff, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Or the agenda-driven drivel, like the people who have their head so far up Disney Marvel's ass. And like, again, I like 90% of the stuff the Marvel's put out, probably more than 90, but there are, it's like, we see it in pro wrestling. We see it in politics. We see, I mean, mm-hmm. the tribalism. We could just, if we did without that tribalism, we'd be going so much further along as a nation, as a society, as a people.
And well, it is funny because you were talking about how bad the comment sections were. And of course, the comment sections were like, before he had replied to anything, or people knew about his reply, it was like, well, yep, of course, the DC's ruined already. I knew it would happen. I was like, you think it's ruined based on an article talking? First of all, they didn't read the article, guaranteed. A headline talking about a trailer not being good.
Yeah.
That's what you base it off of. Not that, like, not even a trailer. Okay, the trailer comes out and it's bad. Okay, say what you want.
Let me ask you this. Do you think we get that trailer before Christmas, or do you think it's more like, because we have, we got Pitt here who's from the Five Heart Podcast, and I'm going to start this comment because it needs to be brought up here in a minute. But we have college football playoffs. We have a lot of eyes on football, whether it's college or the NFL. Do you think they wait for one of those events, or do you think they just say, it's a Tuesday, let's throw something on YouTube?
Here's the thing. Back in the day, they would have thrown it, on whatever football, get as many eyes on it as possible. And maybe with DC's trying to, or the Gunnerverse trying to start off the way it's supposed to start off, and I could see them doing that. But also, sometimes they just put it, it'll be random. It'll just be like, Tuesday, 3 p.m., hey, throw this out here.
Right. I think with the being Superman, mm-hmm. you want to make that splash.
You do. So if it's a typical studio running it, yes, they're going to figure out the right time, the right, it's going to be football. We're at this exact moment, we're going to have 17 million eyes on us. And, and they very well could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't know. I could just see it being a midnight release. And here's the thing, too. Obviously, you don't need to have – even if only a million people see it right away, it's online. 17 million people are going to see it soon,
And then you're going to get the morning – like the Good Morning Americas and the Today shows and the morning buzz. It. Yeah. So it'll all be driven. I mean, the thing is, I think when you watch it on – Super Bowl or something like that, almost immediately you go to YouTube to see if it's online there.
Well, because it reminds me of, I think it was it was the Super Bowl when Deadpool and Wolverine trailer was shown. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, they didn't even show the whole trailer. Wasn't it the case that they showed like a very small teaser for it and then said go online, or did they show it? I can't remember.
I just thought they only had a little teaser for it at that time because it was like Deadpool. Wasn't it Deadpool on like the ground or something? And then you see the shadow coming over and you see the claws coming out?
I can't remember. Yes, I remember that one. I can't remember if that was a Super Bowl one or not. But I thought there was something where it was like they showed a little bit and then it was like, go online to see it.
Yeah.
No matter what, I think it's going to break some records.
Pitt is here in the comments. He says that James Spader needs to return to the MCU.
Agreed.
And
Pitt, could be happening.
Let me give you some good news.
Mm-hmm.
In the upcoming series Vision, I believe Vision Quest,
mm-hmm.
Which is about Vision, Ultron comes back. And so James Spader is already signed on for that series. Highlander Gunn is late. That's all right. We were too. I mean, we were late 23 minutes ago, but great to see you. Highlander, thanks for coming in. Pitt wants to know, did the MCU get MCU'd? That is, I don't know, some comment section.
Is that Fred's best friend?
we all get along at Thursday. I don't know how. I'll do my best to answer this as diplomatically as possible. Yes, there is a demographic that poo-poos on those projects. won't support them. Won't give them a chance. Like I've given them a chance. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't always liked them, but I've given them a chance. I think this next phase of Marvel's kind of hitting the reset button to get back to what they know was universally loved and accepted.
Yeah. So. Which could work, might not. Sometimes you don't want to go back. Sometimes you can't go back. Sometimes you want to go back, but you can't go back.
Okay. You're not wrong. Mike, I don't think I have anything else.
You know, we're 45 minutes in. Let's get this topic. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Do you have to do anything with mine? No, you did it already.
No, we're set.
All right, so let me explain to the people because I know what's going on.
I'm glad one of us does.
So if you're new here, first of all, welcome. But also, what we do is what we call pick five, and so Greg and I we have topic and we pick 15 things, and then out of the 15, you have to pick only five, and the rest are gone forever. Not really. The topic today, when we've done, I think, breakfast cereals and 90s cartoons and 90s movies and
music.
I think so. I forget. Bands, maybe. I don't know. We've done a bunch of stuff. So last week we did comics you've read, right?
Yes.
And so we had 15. I picked 15 comics that Greg has read. He picked 15 comics that I have read. And out of those, we each had to pick five, right? This time around, it is comic book covers that make you want to read it, right? So like if you're walking into a comic book store, and this is the way I've picked a lot of my comics because they just had them on display and I went, ooh, that looks good. And Greg's probably the same way, you know? So I think you can know the comic book characters and stuff like that. But again, it's just based on the cover. So like comic book covers you like. And here's the thing about this is if you're listening, I highly suggest you go to YouTube.
Be really because
beneficial. this is going to be a visual one. Normally audio works. This is going to be more visual because some of mine I'm like, this one I'm like, I don't even know what the character this is.
I think with mine everything will be recognizable. There's a lot of history in mine.
Okay.
But I want to start with yours because I'm very curious. Shall we? Shall we begin?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right.
Now we put it up, and I'll explain it too. So I'll go through these as best as I can. But what I want to do, like, I have some like well known characters, but I didn't want it to be based on character because I didn't want you to go like, oh, I like Superman, so I'm going to pick this, right? Because again, it's supposed to be based on just the cover. So a lot of these, like, I had to look up like TKO Studios, Boom, Image Comics, and stuff like that. So I'll go over best that can. And again, this is like I looked through them and I was like, I kind of like this cover. And there would be something about the cover that would make me grab it. And also sometimes I would look for variant covers too.
Okay.
So again, best as I can say, we got Red Thorn, we got a Green Lantern, Mosley, Brood X. This is the one I don't know the name of, but the cover looked good. Loki, Briar, 8 Billion Genies, Pound for Pound. Obviously, this is some kind of Joker or Batman one. We got a Green Arrow, Rough Justice, Thor, Avengers, and We Only Kill. I think it's only We Only Kill Each Other.
That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.
Okay. The first one that really is like, oh, I want to know more about that.
Yeah.
Mosley.
Fair, yes. Yeah.
You know, from there, yeah, I'm gonna grab that Green Lantern.
Well, and that's understandable too. But I picked that cover on purpose because I think that cover, if you're a Green Lantern fan, even if you're a new Green Lantern fan, maybe there's something about that cover that speaks. Like what is going on?
And you know, I think what really helps it stand out is if you only know of Green Lantern as a good guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know, being a space cop or whatever,
yeah,
and you see that he's collected a ton of rings and kind of a little maniacal, like what the hell is going on here? So I would go with I like the noir type of "We Only Kill Each Other."
That's how I figured.
I think I'd go with that one.
By the way, written by Stephanie Phillips.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to find that one. That Joker Batman one is intriguing. I'm not ready to.
Not ready to take it yet. You're looking at it. You passed by it on the comic book shop. You're looking at it. You didn't grab it yet.
Not yet. I'd pick up Red Thorn and learn more about it. You know, I'd want to read what that writing is underneath, you know, between the title and the image.
On which one?
Red Thorn.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I'd be very interested, you know, I'm sure it's just a review of like, oh, yes, yeah, so blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that Thor is, but I'd probably get that Thor.
I did select some characters because I knew you would like the characters, but also I wanted to select a cover that would interest you. You know, mm-hmm. Like I could just throw any random Thor on there, but there was something about that cover with Thor too that intrigued me. It made me kind of pause. Save for the Green Lantern one, you know.
Right. Thanks. So, I'm at 4.
Okay. So wait, you did not get Red Thorn?
I did not get Red Thorn yet. Okay. I would look at it, but yeah. Oh, here we go. Real quick. Sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
It says, nerds, is Arcane worth my time? 3 episodes in and I'm just bored.
Okay. If you're 3 up, I would normally say yes, but if you're 3 episodes in and you're bored, no, not for you, which is completely fine. Greg might say something different.
I really enjoyed Arcane bit.
It's enjoyable too, but yes, but if you're, again, I think we'll say this about any series. If you're 3 episodes in, first of all, awesome that you did 3 episodes. You know, and a lot of people would have done 5 minutes and go, oh, I don't want this. Right. Get 3 episodes and hey, give it a 4th episode, you know, just for fun, funsies.
Try to get to the point where the sisters are grown up.
Yeah, get to the end.
Yeah. You know? Wait for season 2 and then we'll talk. No.
Yeah.
We have different opinions on this. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with Mike. It, you know, if 3 episodes is a pretty fair shake.
So, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to get my 5th one here. And I'll be honest with you, because it looks like it's maybe medieval,
mm-hmm.
Briar really has my interest.
I kind of thought that.
Is that more – because you saw the full-sized image. Yeah. Is that more medieval or like
fantasy
samurai type? Or
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm honest with you. Right. Here's the thing. A lot of times I look for them on my phone and then I email them to myself and then I will go on my laptop and I do it that way. So those are your 5?
I think so. I'm pretty happy.
I cannot believe you didn't pick Rough Justice.
I know. I did that on purpose.
Okay.
Fair. First of all, now the art is incomplete.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay. Pitt says it's not to the point where the sisters are grown up yet. All right. I would say give it to that point. See where the story goes in the future. So, all right.
I'm curious about what you got. Looking forward to this.
Full disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of stuff. Some of them I know that I picked up off the shelf just because of the art.
Perfect.
But a lot of these are classic covers. I want to put that.
Hey, that works. Yeah.
Well. So,
perfect.
I think you've read some of these. I don't think you've read all of these. So
I'm going just based on cover.
Okay. So we have the top is the Death of Superman. What?
You have the same Green Lantern as me.
I do.
That's awesome.
We have Once in Future, We Live, which, by the way, We Live is the one that I, one of the ones that I grabbed off the shelf because I was curious by the cover. Superman, Red Sun. We have Watchmen. We have, now that is a very particular Spider-Man, and that Spider-Man is, I can tell you exactly which one it is. That is Spider-Man 1, Todd McFarlane, Spider-Man 1. We have Green Lantern 85. I take it's Green Lantern, Green Arrow.
I almost picked that one. Okay. For you, yeah.
And that's when they were tackling the drug epidemic. Then we have Mouse. We have Preacher. We have Batman, very specific Batman. That's Batman 608. That is Jeff Loeb and Jim Lee. That's Jim Lee art, the very brooding, looking down over the city. Almost a Todd McFarlane-esque cape, but you know, just big Batman. We do have Green Lantern, Volume 3, Number 49. Then we have Batman, The Dark Knight Returns. We have Amazing Spider-Man 129, the first appearance of Punisher. This one here I'm actually really proud of. This is all the big one on the bottom. That is all the various covers for X-Men 1, which was all done by Jim Lee.
This
was, I believe, 1989. And, in fact, I just gave away all of those comics to the rightful owner. But they're all – each one of those is a cover, and then you put all – for all of them for number one. So if you wanted the whole picture, you had to buy four issues. But, yeah, put them all together. So that's X-Men 1. And then, last but not least, you have Hulk 181, the first appearance of Wolverine.
Perfect. Okay, good covers.
So, like I said, just a lot of history there. So
yes, absolutely. So I'm going Preacher first. That just there's something about that cover that intrigues me, that I go, what is going on here? And then, honestly, that Green Lantern. You know, we know.
Which one?
The Green Lantern Maniacal.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. That's something about that. Okay. Watchmen also. Again, I'm just basing these on covers. Because I know what Preacher, I sort of know what Preacher's about, and I know what Watchmen's about, obviously. The Batman with a lightning strike. Was that Batman? Yeah.
Yeah, it's back, Dark Knight Returns. Frank Miller.
Yeah. That intrigue. Like, I look at that. I go, what was going on there? So I got four. I got one more. So my eyes are going to Superman, the death of Superman. And I'm going to scan. I'm going to, because obviously Spider-Man, but I love Spider-Man, but that cover itself isn't capturing me like I thought it would.
I think the problem with that is the size.
True.
The size of the image doesn't do it justice here.
I agree with that. That's the same way for a lot of mine.
It'd be like you're standing in the front of the shop, at the comic shop, and you're looking at the back, and you're like,
yes.
Oh,
yeah.
That is a long ways away.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm still going to go with Death of Superman.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I believe it was Once in Future and We Live were both books that I just saw on the shelf. I was like, oh,
yeah.
What's this about? And so those were cover arts that drew me in. So.
Yeah, I remember Saga being that way for me.
I almost put Saga on there.
Yeah, there's been we had Saga last time for comic books we've read. But that was one for me that I was just interested by it. But I like when they do that at comic books too, where they just kind of display stuff and it's just like, oh yeah, that does look interesting, you know? Because honestly, there are a lot of times where I've gone into comic book shops and I'm like, I don't really know what I want.
Exactly.
You know? And maybe I have, okay, I like Spider-Man, I like Daredevil, I like Flash, but I don't know what stories I'd really want. And, ooh, yes.
This Avengers Twilight is that same thing. It, you know, a lot of times the books are like this, so you
yes, want to find, yes.
And this was sitting out like that. I'm like, huh.
Yes.
All right, here's my money.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we got to do the other part now, right?
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. And then we'll get going.
I'm going to let you go first, Mike.
Okay. All right, well, I'm still going to do the Green Lantern one.
Fair.
The Brood X, when I saw that, there was something about that. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I don't know why. Maybe I kind of like the more scary type. I don't know. Also, kind of go along with it, the Green Arrow one down there.
Is that Green Arrow and Swamp Thing, or is that just a...
I think it's Green Arrow, and is he just decaying or something? I'm not 100% sure. That's why I kind of wanted to. What is this? You know,
draw you in.
I'm gonna go that Rough Justice one because I do like Alex Ross.
Same.
And then I gotta go whatever that Joker one is.
Okay.
You know, it stands out.
And you, again, but, similarly to the Green Arrow, like, what the hell's going on
here? Yeah. By the way, I will say, though, that in the middle, 8 Billion Genies, that's one I actually do want to read at some point in time. I remember, like, a podcast I listened to, they recommended it. And I looked for it and I couldn't find it. I think it was at Heroic Adventures at one point in time, but I was like, it's kind of a little bit expensive. And, you know, I don't know. I think that was when I was not reading comics. But essentially, if I remember the premise correctly, everybody in the world gets a genie for whatever reason. And then so there's kind of chaos because obviously, like, if you, and I don't know if it's part of it or not, but like, if you ask for $1 billion and then everybody else also has $1 billion, it doesn't really matter, you know? Right,
yeah.
So, but it just sounded
interesting. The cost of everything is artificially inflated.
Right.
8 Billion Genies, the new 8-issue series. Mm-hmm. I say new. I don't know exactly when this came out. From Charles Soule and Ryan Brown. At exactly the same moment, everyone on Earth gets a genie and one wish.
Oh,
one
wish. Okay.
Hell breaks loose in a very entertaining way. That's just the beginning. Buckle in for the wildest ride of the year.
Yeah.
But I don't know what year.
Could be any year, you know?
2024, apparently, it came out this year.
Sure. I'm pretty sure it came out.
I'll take it back, 2022.
I was going to say, it came out a couple years ago, I think. All right, what are yours?
Oh, yeah, let's jump over there. I think I'm going to do Dark Knight Returns.
Okay.
Green Lantern.
Of course.
I think I would do Mouse.
Fair.
Largely because cats are evil.
And, obviously.
You know, which is funny because I have Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
I've had I've had Mouse for years.
Yes. How is it?
Never read it yet.
I don't know.
And you knew the answer to that question.
Yes. Too. That's how I asked.
I think Amazing Spider-Man, what I say, that was 189?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, 129. Punisher. I think that's more intriguing if Punisher's not on there.
Okay.
I think if in fact, you call it what is it when the brain plays tricks on you?
Manchurian Candidate?
No. What is it? Yeah.
Mandela Effect?
Mandela Effect, thank you.
Okay.
Manchurian Candidate.
Well, you said Manchurian, and I didn't Manchurian Candidate.
And I knew it was wrong, so I said, yeah. I almost said Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian effect. That's going to be the new thing.
But I forgot that Punisher was actually on that cover, so I was like, all right, if whether you're a Spider-Man fan or not, mm-hmm. whether you're getting Spider-Man, you see Spider-Man is in someone's scope.
Yeah.
That is like, I got to figure out what's going on here.
I agree, yeah.
Go. But, so I said Green Lantern, Dark Knight Returns, Mouse. And oddly enough, I'd probably go with the two that I know worked. And that's mm-hmm. Once in Future and We Live.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's something
about both those. Yeah.
The art, the just the scenery on mm-hmm. We Live, and that carries throughout the book too. And for those who don't know, there are QR codes tucked inside We Live as you're reading the story. You can scan the QR code and it'll take you to a YouTube video that has like a, almost like a motion panel of the comic. Mm-hmm. So I remember there's one where it's just a guy sitting in front of like a fireplace or something, and you scan the QR code and that panel comes to life. That page comes alive with music, with you know, there's smoke coming off of a cigarette or whatever. So you know, just an evolution of the media, I would say.
Yeah. And I'll say this for once. We Live obviously looks really good, but Once in Future, I like how just in the background it's mysterious. You right. know, you have obviously the guy pulling the story, you don't know what's going on. So that I could definitely see someone looking at that cover and going, okay, that I want to see where I want to read the rest of this.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's probably exactly what happened to me too.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a sucker for like Arthurian, and that's a twisted mm-hmm. take on Arthurian legend.
Yes. So. Yeah. All right.
Excellent. Well, real quick here, Pitt says that he had one comic book growing up, and it was Shazam.
Well, hey, you know what, Pitt? Here's the good thing. They make plenty more now.
That's right.
You know?
You could probably go find that one and more.
probably there's at least two Shazam comics out there right now.
There's like two Shazam movies too.
Yeah. Don't watch the second one.
And Highlander says that was my main hobby from 9 to about 13.
Well, get back on board.
That's right. I got on the hobby about 15 and a half years ago, and yeah. So that's right. Gomer Pyle did say Shazam
a lot. He did. He did.
You watch a lot of Andy Griffith back in the day, Mike?
Yeah, actually. I think my mom would watch it a lot too.
Okay.
And also, it was kind of at that time where just like there wasn't stuff on TV. Just watch what was on. That was it.
Right. And unlike nowadays, like you watch what your parents watched.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And they could get away with it because they were probably watching stuff from, 30 years ago. It was all safe. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I'll be honest with you. A lot of stuff I want to watch, I can't watch from my kids.
No. So, no.
You know,
probably can't watch Creature Commandos with the kids.
No, that's going to be, not that I was trying to, but I'm like, Dad, it's a cartoon. I'm like, no, really?
Yeah.
So, all right, sir. Well, I hope that this was an enjoyable birthday show for you.
Absolutely.
That's what I like to hear. We went deep into the archives and found that you joined us for the first time in May. No, yeah, May.
May 3rd
of 2018. I hadn't even been in Velva for 2 years at that point. So.
Wow, okay.
So we didn't move to Belleville until August of 2016. So
wow, okay.
So yeah,
damn.
That was a long time ago. Yeah. So. All right, well, that'll do it for this episode of Nerds United. We thank everybody for being here, which was Highlander, Pitt, and Minnie for a little while. Josh couldn't make it. Fred was out of town, and that's it. That's the Friday Night Crew. Tell somebody who likes comics and other nerdy shit, and have them join us next time around. But for the co-host and birthday boy, co-host of the year, birthday boy, Mike Luther, I'm Greg Mahochko. This is Nerds United, a JitteryMonkey.com podcast, and we remind you each and every week to be kind
and rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.